That's where a lot of guys do this wrong. That's why quizzes don't work for people and surveys don't work for people. They don't really understand how to do it, right? When they're sitting there and they're creating this, they're just like making up why they're asking questions and trying to make it fun. And it's like, no, there's a whole structure to this. You're doing it because you want to understand who these people are.
I spent the last 17 years building my eight-figure performance business without using any of my own money, working with some of the most brilliant direct response marketers in the world today. Now I'm looking for entrepreneurs to join my affiliate army, built on ethics, transparency, and good old hard work. Join me to change the perception of how people view the greatest business in the world, affiliate marketing, and follow along as I learn, apply, and share performance marketing strategies working with some of the brightest people on the planet. My name is Eric Beer, and welcome to the Performance Marketer Podcast.
So there's the ability for you now to have the an existing list or no list, right? So lots of ways for you to figure it out. You can also use this discovery survey to be able to communicate with people directly. You can do it one-on-one. You're really trying to just learn here. This is not something that you're going to be continuously promoting. This is going to be done. You're going to promote it, and then you're going to get your information, and that's it. It's done. You're going to get your 500 to 1,000 people to take it if you have a list. It could be less, because what's going to happen is you really only want to pay attention to the people that you score in like your top 20 to 25%, right? Those are the people you're going to listen to. So 75% of the people you're really going to not pay that much attention to, or you're going to weigh their feedback to you much lower. Does that make sense? So that's really important. Okay. So as you're doing this, you're going to be going through this survey. You're going to ask your challenge question. The format's going to be open. We have open, we have radio buttons, we have multiple choice, yes, no. We have slider scales. You can do it with images, all kinds of cool stuff. That's in the design phase. Okay. So we have the open format. And then these are market demo questions. So that's where you want to learn about people. So you're just trying to figure out like, what is it that you're going to use that's important to you in your market? If you're B2C, and you'll see this as we go, but B2C would be, age. Does it matter what age? And it all depends on the market that you're in. You don't want to ask 1,000 questions. You want to just get people to answer simple questions like age range. These would be like the B2C ones, right? Age, gender, right? Maybe location, all kinds of stuff like that. Household income, married, if you're in the relationship space, children, whatever, right? And then on the B2B side, right? That's the B2C. On the B2B side, right? If you're a coach, consultant, selling some software, your market demos, how long have you been in business? What's your annual gross revenue? Right? You want to ask these questions because you want to get a good understanding of what it is you're working with, and you want to be able to overlay that with the information you're going to get in the open-ended answers. I'll give you a little hint here. Your diehards are the ones that give you more information, the ones that spend time really dedicating what it is they have their challenges with. Those are the people that you're going to want to be hanging out with. Those are people that actually care and are taking the time, okay? There's other ways to do it to score leads. But so those are the kind of things. What do we say on B2B? Like years in biz, annual revenue, size of list. They're market demos of you doing it for your market, your demo, your situation of what you're in right now today. Like your business today, describe which one is most relevant to you with where you're at in your business today. And then you give them the 3 to 5 multiple choice answers of what you want. I'm just starting my business. I've been in business for about a year and I'm just getting going. I have been in business, have a list over 5,000 people and looking to add more. Or my business is doing 20 million a year and we have over 150,000 people in our database, and we just want to be able to roll out and scale for cold leads. Okay. So those are the ideas of like being able to be very different so that you can't fit into more than one. I'm just guessing that, right? It's okay to be doing that, but it's good information for me to know. If you're a new business owner, how long you've been in business, list size would be good to know, things like that, right? Product interest is the idea of trying to gauge what people might want to be purchasing or buying. So in this instance, it could be done in a few different ways. It could be done where you're doing it by the products. So hypothetically, if I was had a paid product already done and out in the marketplace and you had to choose one of these, which one would you most likely purchase? It could be a step-by-step guide on how to build your list. It could be Beer's two-day intensive boot camp helping you build your quiz with building your list with surveys and quizzes. A coaching program, high ticket coaching program. It could be joining my mastermind or none of the above. And then you could put other where you allow somebody to tell you what they want. It could change your drop off rate. That's important when you're going through the flows of what that looks like. But that's one way, right? Those are different products, right? Versus the same product. It's just how you're delivering it. What format? So sending people emails. Like, for example, this was it and I was trying to understand how you want to get my information. Do you prefer receiving what I'm doing here in email? You want me to send you an email? Do you want to be able to go into the group, log in? Do you want to be able to have one-on-one weekly calls with me? I'm getting an idea. Obviously, there's different costs to different parts of that format and or the products I said earlier, right? A mastermind could be $50,000 a year, right? A coaching program could be $25,000 a year for the year, where a step-by-step guide that I would put together could be $67. So you're just getting an idea of where you're at and getting some info, and then you're capturing your data. Now, and this is important, okay? When you're capturing data, the more you capture, the less chance someone's going to sign up unless you make it worth their while. Remember, me, myself, and I. Everybody is selfishly going through this and not signing up unless they are getting something out of it. They need to be getting something out of it or they will not sign up. Even if it's curiosity. Me, myself, and I. So the thing here is when you're doing all this, it's the data capture. It's the opt-in. Okay? And on the data capture, name, email. You have name and email. You may not even need both. If you don't ask it for it. Never ask for stuff, certainly in the beginning, unless you're going to use the data. You want to personalize the email with the name? Great. Obviously, you need the email to communicate with them, or there's another function. Now, here's a key. Mobile phone. You can make this optional. Well, based on if they give you their mobile phone or not, we'll give you an idea of what type of lead they are. On the mobile phone, the reason why you're asking for that, right? Because remember, this is not a marketing program. This is for you to learn and understand. You're going to want to call some of these people and talk to them to further understand what they're saying. So when you identify some of your diehards, you're going to call them up. You're going to call people up. You're going to be like, hey, what's up? And you know, I can give you like a script. Perhaps I do that on what you're looking for. Script, phone script, email script on how to follow up with these people. You're going to have to follow up. So you'd be doing stuff like that. But so optional, and the people that put it in, they're scored higher. We have to, in our system, be able to help you with scoring the leads so that it tells you who is your best leads, right? That's stuff that I'm working on. But in the meantime, it's still, I could teach it. We could do it. We could do it manually until it's automatic. But you're scoring your leads. And we could dive in later, but part of my platform is the ability to create a loyalty rewards program of your own. And you can reward points to the people that are taking your surveys. And then what you do is you can put your offers, everything that you want to give away and or sell into your rewards page. So as people start engaging more with you, they will get points and then they can redeem those points for something. So let's say you have a masterclass that's $497 and what you're doing is you're allocating 25 points per survey. Well, they take the discovery, they take the segmentation survey, and now you kind of have an idea and you're still working them. You're doing what we're doing here. But if you want to learn more about them and they're willing to take more surveys, then you would give them some fun quizzes and surveys to take with the goal of filling in your avatar, understanding them more. And then what happens, let's say they get 100 points and you value each point of the dollar. Now they have $100 in credit to your store. So they can redeem that. And instead of your masterclass costing $497, it's going to cost them $397 because they have $100 in credit that they're going to use to get your masterclass. Right? Cool. Right? That's awesome. It's going to be awesome. And, you know, just creates engagement and loyalty and so many good things. It's the same way as like having miles in your airplane points on your credit cards that you can redeem with Amex, and there's benefit programs. So the idea is to something like that, right? We're gamifying it a bit. It's killer. It's killer. You guys should be psyched about that because that's going to be awesome. So if you guys have any questions, by the way, fire away. And I'm not going to go through this whole program because it's going to take me too long. I'm just going to do up to the discovery part because that's what we're going to focus on first. Okay. Which is pretty much where we're at here. Okay. So on your lead captures here, you have your thank you page. You can follow up with your phone and email. So this is the follow up. How do I should have wrote follow up with your diehard raving fans. You're most engaged. You're going to want to talk to them. You're going to want to further allow them to elaborate with you. And it's really important, guys. It's like super, it's like the, you know, you remember when guys just have these like focus groups and you get like $50 or $100 to show up there for Pepsi or whatever. I don't know if you guys ever saw that when you were a kid, but they would just like randomly find people, which is fine. The concept is great. Like everything about it is great, except they may not be talking to the right people. So the information that they're getting back isn't as valuable as they might think it is. That's so important for this to work. So important. That's where a lot of guys do this wrong. That's why quizzes don't work for people and surveys don't work for people. They don't really understand how to do it, right? When they're sitting there and they're creating this, they're just like making up why they're asking questions and trying to make it fun. And it's like, no, there's a whole structure to this. You're doing it because you want to understand who these people are. There's only two things, product and market. There's behavioral information that you're going to want to learn. The behavior, the buying behaviors. I'll tell you, there's a really cool thing you guys should watch if you guys are home and you're bored. Has anybody seen Push? It's all around the psychology where they take four different people and within 90 minutes, see if they can get them to commit a murder. I know it sounds weird, but ultimately it's to push somebody off a building at the end. And all the things within the 90 minutes that they're using all these different psychs, all the psychological things in the person's mind to get them to, yeah, awesome. Yeah, it's awesome. And to get somebody to go as far as pushing somebody off a mountain, off of the building. And there's different words they're using. There's things where they keep saying push, 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 not realizing it. Another example of that in like the event space that people do, what people will do is, and they're on stage, there's this thing where you have to ask people and keep them engaged. Like, are you getting this? Are you getting this by now? Are you getting this by now? You guys will notice this when you start going to some of these events or virtual events, is the ones that are really good do this really well. They keep saying that word, right? By now, you should probably get it. By now, you should be seeing what I'm talking about. By now, do you guys see what I'm saying? The psychology around that is by now. I keep saying by now, and I'm getting people to say yes. By now, do you get it? That, believe it or not, gets people to buy. It's the mindset. One cool thing that they do in it is, and I'll tell you this quick story, is all around one of the behaviors, the buying behaviors, which is conformity. And this is pretty cool what they do. So listen, they started off with three people in a room. They have a line of chairs, three people in a room, and they're all there for an interview, strangers. And the first three people that are there, they give them instructions that say, when we ring a bell, you stand up. When we ring the bell a second time, you sit down and just continue to do that. Okay. So the first three people there ring a bell, they're standing up, ring a bell, and they're all filling out the application at the same time. They're doing that a few times. Then they bring a fourth person in, but don't tell them anything. They ring the bell, three people stand up, and the guy standing there is like, what's going on? Right? Like, So he kind of like, he's filling his app. He's not really doing. They ring a bell. They sit down again. Okay. And they wait. They ring a bell a second time. The three people stand up again. The fourth guy follows, stands up. No one told him to do it. He just did it. They ring a bell. All four sit down. They ring a bell. All four stand up. They bring in a fifth person. Ring a bell. Four people stand up. The person's so deep into the application, they're not even paying attention to their surroundings. So they ring the bell. Someone sits down. They ring a bell. Someone stands up. This person's not moving. They come in. They remove that person from this experiment. And they continue on with now bringing somebody else in. And at the end of it, they have about 15 people in there where they ring a bell. All 15 people stand up. They ring a bell. All 15 people sit down. No one was told to stand up or sit down except the first three people. Okay. And here's the kicker. Here's the best part where you can tie this into your marketing. And if you can figure out how to do this, this is how you get people to buy. They took those three people that they gave the instructions to stand up when the bell rang, sit down when the bell rang. They removed them from the room. So now the only people left in this room are all strangers that were not told to stand up or sit down. And they would hit the bell. Everybody would stand up. Hit the bell. Everybody would sit down. Hit the bell. Everybody would stand up. People just followed and they have no idea why they were doing it. No, they were never told why to do it. And the people that started it were the ones that you got going. So that's really important. Conformity. Okay. The ability for someone to conform, to follow buying behaviors, very similar. You follow, you put together marketing strategies in that way. You can get people to buy. If you've gone to some of these live events, you ever notice when they put the ability for you to buy in the front or the back of the room? Conformity. There's tons of conformity going on there, right? They're calling people into the back of the room and you start seeing people stand up and go in the back. Stand up and go in the back. Stand up and go in the back. And like people that are sitting there who are not getting up and they're just like, they feel like they're missing out, right? There's tons of FOMO. And a lot of people just follow suit and it starts to become like a snowball effect. And that's how you just more and more people start signing up, right? You go to ClickFunnels and he has his two comma club award. There's a reason why he has a two comma club award. Not that you guys don't deserve it or why it's awesome to have, but there's a status to it. And when they call you up on stage at Funnel Hacking Live and everybody else sees it, then the people in the crowd are like, they want that. Oh man, I want that. And when they see the people that are going up, they could be sitting next to somebody who they don't know. And he's not some big time executive. He's a regular dude. And he's getting called up to do a two comma club award or two comma X, 10 million. And you're like, wait, that guy's making $10 million, right? Cause there's a status, there's a symbol to why you're getting that. And it makes the people in the room diehards. They just want to do it. They're seeing social proof. They're witnessing it themselves. It's starting to become believable that they might be able to do it themselves when maybe they couldn't earlier. That's the whole point, right? So there's a lot of different marketing strategies and a lot of the psychology around how you're going to be communicating with people to get them to buy in your email sequences, right? Impulse, buy right off the bat. Then someone who is a thinker and asks tons of questions. You're going to send them your FAQs. Someone that may be a question asker, they like it, question asker, but they still need to see proof. So you got to go and send them social proof. And then there's a deadline. You have to have a deadline. That creates urgency, the ability to have something end at some point in time. You want to create some action. You want to make people take action. Some people, for whatever reason, just wait. They wait till the last minute. And you want to try to create some scarcity. So just give me some ideas, some thoughts on how this all works. But so here's the discovery survey, what we're going to be doing. This is your outline. And what happens is after this, what are you going to be getting out of this? You're going to be analyzing the data. You're going to be analyzing the data by language, topics, the objections or challenges. You're going to go through all this data. You're start reading this data to understand like what's going on here. So you're out language, topics, objections. And what you're doing is you're trying to figure out how do your people think? What are these same issues that keep coming up? And you start listing this out. Now, the whole goal here is to be able to scale this down to where you're going to be able to create your segments. And we'll go through that as we start analyzing the data. We'll start doing it. I'll show you how to do it. We'll do it together. And then as we go, if there's anything that looks really cool that I'm able to systemize, I'll build it into the platform. But so the whole deal here is you're doing this because you're looking to identify your segments, segmentation. Okay. So you usually want to have anywhere from like 3 to 5 groups, some rules. You don't want overlap, no overlap in your segments. You want it to be very clear. Like if somebody can fit in 2 different groups, it creates confusion. And now it just will not be as effective. Okay. If you can't find 3 to 5 at this point, I mean, you should. You could do it in any way. You could do it by age group. You could do it by gender. There's a lot of different things you could do. That's the beauty of it, is once you start identifying the segments and the buyers, and now you start to overlay that with the data based off of their age, you can identify who your real buyers are and what age range they're in. And then you might be able to be targeting in a different way than you really are, and give an uptick to your business. You might think that your core audience is 34 to 45. Meanwhile, your best customers are 55 to 65. I'm telling you, that's going to happen. That will happen to somebody here. I'll guarantee it. That will happen. So that's going to be an important thing that you guys are going to go through, right? These are the steps that we're doing. There's a bunch of things when you're doing this. No overlap. You don't want to have, usually you want to, in a perfect world, right? In a perfect world, if you were able to do it, in a perfect world, you'd want to be able to have, let's say, 4 groups that are 25% each. Okay? 4 groups, 25% each. If it's 5 groups, 20% each. That's like the perfect story. It's not going to happen. But the key is to have some measurement. You don't want any groups to be north of 50%, north of 40%, because then you haven't done a good enough job of segmenting them out. And you're not using this the way it's supposed to be used. You're able to break it up and get deeper and deeper and more personalized. So that's ultimately it, right? If you had 3 groups, you know, ideally 33% each. So that's sort of the goal, right? So once you identify what your segments are, how do you figure out what percentage of people fall in to each of these? Well, you're going to take the number of topics and you're also going to do it by the people. Okay. So I'll show you that math later once we get into it. But so what's important on the topic side is that you want to be able to try to group your topics. So that's how you get to your 3 to 5. You might have 20 topics from analyzing all the data from the open-ended question. I'm not going to go too deep into this and go crazy. That's why I'm telling you guys, like, if you really want an outline for how to do this the right way, this is a real thing. There's a lot of work here. A lot of work. It's not as hard as you think. I promise you, it sounds harder than it is. I promise you that. And as you start doing it, and that's why we'll keep doing it, you'll start seeing it. You'll see different people doing it. And then you'll be like, all right, I'm starting to get it. I'm starting to see the patterns. So now you're figuring out your segments. This is also helping you with figuring out what your questions are going to be in your segmentation survey funnel. It's going to help you with your analyzing, is going to help you with your headlines. It's going to help you with the content on your outcome page. But so questions is going to help you with your questions for your segmentation funnel, segmentation survey funnel. It's going to help you. This data is going to do it for headlines, the content outcome. It's going to also give you an idea of what type of ethical bribe you want to offer. Like, what do you want to give them to get them to do something of value, something not like a $500 gift card, but something that only your diehards would give a shit about. Sorry for cursing. But the point is, only the people that care, right? If I'm giving away like the 9 tips on how you would build an email list, then somebody that doesn't care about that isn't going to be engaging with me, versus people that are like, whoa, Eric knows what he's talking about. I need to build my list, and not just the list. I need to build a qualified list to turn those people to buyers. I want that. I want that framework. That's what I'm talking about. So this is it. This is the whole discovery process. And you're going to get a ton of data. You're going to learn a lot about these people. And then from that point on, we go into the segmentation. Now, I haven't spoken about a lot of this stuff yet, but there's tons of different types of surveys. I already explained to you all around, like, it's me, myself, and I. So it's what type are you? Who are you like? So the concepts around personalities, personality quizzes, knowledge quizzes, trivia quizzes, yes, no, right? I'm going to call that a polarizing survey or quiz. I'm not really sure. I need your guys' opinion on that, actually. If I'm calling a survey detective, can I still use quizzes? I think so, right? Or should I use survey? I don't really know if it matters. From all the stuff that I'm reading and doing my research on, it seems like when I go and type in hashtag quiz or hashtag survey, there's a lot more hashtag quiz. So I got to do more research on it, but we'll get to that point. So if anybody has any opinion on that, it'd be cool to hear. But so, all right, this is all going to happen. It's going to be inside. You're going to have access to this database. You're going to have all of it inside your world, and then you're going to be able to do it however you choose. So I think that's good for now. I'm not going to do any more. Okay, but that's the outline. That's kind of the overall, like, what we would be going through to create your discovery survey to get you going. With that said, guys, I hope this was helpful. I hope you guys learned some stuff. It's been a fun few days so far. I'm excited. I mean, I love it. I'm really pumped. I could already tell, and I'm just telling you guys, like, from momentum, like, I have momentum from this, from just doing this and you guys being a part of this founding member group. I'm getting momentum and I'm learning, like, just so much about what I want to do with this membership, with this program. And I wouldn't do it unless this started, right? I wouldn't spend the time. And I'm going to learn so much more, and so are you guys. So I'm stoked. You guys are awesome. Thanks for being here. If you were here, if you have any questions, like always, ask. But this is it. It's happening. So I hope you guys are happy. I hope you don't have buyer's remorse and you're thrilled to be here. Let's start creating some engagement in the group. And we'll get going. So I'm out. Bye-bye.
Would you like to learn how I built my business using other people's money? If so, then go join my 21-day challenge at performancemarketersecrets.com. I look forward to meeting you and welcoming you into my family. And remember, results don't lie, but the people who don't have any do. Thanks for listening.